Dan Bowman sells tours from a booth on Berth 4. He says about 90% of the tourists he spoke with today were aware of the previous day's plane crash, killing 8 tourists and the pilot on a flight-seeing trip to the Misty Fjords National Monument. But people were still interested in the trip.
It's very gratifying. The Misty Fjords are a phenomenal trip. Everyone should have the opportunity.
Jacqueline and Gary Riley, who were aboard the Amsterdam, heard about it just before disembarking in Ketchikan.
There was somebody that was on Facebook in the elevator, and she told us about it. Yeah, she saw it on Facebook.
No one from the ship.
No, nobody in the ship made the announcement, no.
Steve Kwan also heard the news aboard the Amsterdam from watching cable news television.
When I heard about it on the news, I thought it was the ship next to us docked in Juneau, but it wasn't. But I still felt kind of like, you know, that we lost somebody because it was the same company and these 9 people were doing the same thing my mom and I are doing up here, you know? It hit home.
The victims of the plane crash were cruising aboard Holland America's Westerdam. Holland America also runs the Amsterdam and the Zaandam. The Zaandam captain made a general announcement to passengers on board that morning.
Said that there was a plane, I think it was 8 passengers, sightseeing plane that crashed. Offered his condolences and asked everybody, asked for us to keep our thoughts and our prayers for the passengers and the pilot. So, and it was more or less a brief announcement.
Steve Castle added that he and his wife responded to several text messages reassuring their children and friends they were safe. The general announcement aboard the ship also included information regarding an interfaith service that would be held aboard the ship in honor of the deceased. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.